Hi, No BS. I am Coach Dina, and I'm here to talk to you about the Leaving Bites Behind method. It's not rocket science. It really is what it's named after. So the way you do this method is that you serve yourself what you normally serve yourself. You listen to your hunger cues like you normally would notice when you are getting too satisfied, but you make sure that you leave bites behind. So why would you do this? If you are, as we say in the No BS membership, a member of the Clean Plate Club, or what that means is if you just automatically eat everything that's on your plate, this is a great method for you to try. What it does is it activates the conscious part of your brain. You are telling yourself, we are going to leave bites behind. That leads your brain to have intention. How many times do we just eat mindlessly? So it's a great practice to eat intentionally. You're going to tell yourself, we're leaving bites behind today. What this also does is it normalizes you seeing food that is left on your plate and that you're not eating. It's so normal for us to think that it's normal to just eat everything on our plate. This way, we practice seeing food left behind and not making a big deal out of it. One of the fun things about this method is that it's super entertaining. What you'll notice are all the thoughts that try to convince you why you should not leave bites behind. You'll hear things like, but it's broccoli, it's healthy, or isn't it wasting money or food if I leave it? I should just eat it. So many thoughts pop up, which, as I said, are entertaining. But as we have learned in No BS, our thoughts are what lead us to our actions. So by noticing these thoughts, it's also super helpful to see what you should work on. Because many times you wonder, why am I always overeating? Why can't I ever stop at enough? It's because you're having thoughts that you're not noticing. So by doing this method, you notice them and then you can work on them. Another important factor is that you have your own likes and dislikes. And by noticing them and honoring them, it's a form of self-care. So what does this have to do with leaving bites behind? You know that sandwich that you ate? Do you love the crust of the bread? Maybe you do, but if you don't, why are you eating it? For me, it would be the tortilla, the edge of my tortilla. Do I love it? I don't know. But so often I eat it just because. By doing the leaving bites behind, you can leave those behind and show yourself it is a good thing to know, really know my likes and dislikes. It's a form of self-care. As a reminder, the leaving bites behind method is not one of the four basics. So many times I see in the membership, I leave bites behind all the time. Why am I not losing weight? I'll tell you why. Because the leaving bites behind method is not one of the four basics. It is a tool to help you understand one of the four basics, which is doable hunger. It helps you understand that maybe you've been doing things automatically. Maybe you've been cleaning your plate without listening to your doable hunger. But don't mistake leaving bites behind as one of the four basics. So let's review. Why would you do this? Because it helps you notice your thoughts that come up when you do leave bites behind. It also normalizes leaving food on your plate, and it's a form of self-care. If you want to try it out so that you can test and learn more about your doable hunger, please feel free to join in and try it out. Leave bites behind as a method. Try it out.